Athabasca, an attempt to lobby the provincial government about the continued release of repeat offenders in the area left Athabasca's councillors shrugging their shoulders at the response. Back in November, Town of Athabasca Mayor Rob Belay wrote the government of Alberta a letter, highlighting three habitual offenders in Athabasca who had been released on bail despite a laundry list of offenses. I agree that the legislation your government passed, which holds violent criminals accountable through an electronic monitoring system, was needed and helped address some of the problems, wrote Belay. Unfortunately, it does not address the main problem of catch and release. Offender 1 had been charged with 28 offenses since May 2023, including multiple charges for failing to comply with court orders and drug trafficking. He had been released from custody each arrest except for one. Offender 2 has been charged with 62 criminal offenses since 2016, including serious persons crimes, possession of methamphetamine, and break-and-enters. Offender 3 has been charged with 45 offenses since 2019, including break-and-enters and theft of a motor vehicle. I am sure you can see why the level of frustration is so high across our entire province. This is not a policing issue. It is a judicial issue, wrote Belay. I once again ask you prioritize reform of the judicial system that will hold habitual offenders accountable for their actions and prevent them from continuing to victimize those that work hard to have successful businesses and provide needed services to our communities. In Canada, the onus falls on the Crown in a bail hearing, meaning they need to prove to the judge why the accused should stay in jail. For more serious crimes, including murder, repeat offenders of intimate partner violence, and certain firearms offenses, the onus falls on the accused to prove why they should be granted bail. In January 2024, the federal government, after lobbying efforts from provincial premiers including Premier Danielle Smith, amended bail to include more offenses, but repeat property crime offenses were left out, which rural Albertans say is a serious concern. Until we start dealing with habitual offenders more effectively and put stronger penalties in place for these individuals, nothing will change, wrote Belay. More of the same? Justice Minister Mickey Amory responded to Belay's letter, but councillors weren't impressed with the language he used. It's all the same gobbledygook, said Cowan. Edie Yule, eliciting a round of laughs and emphatic responses from her peers. Yule didn't respond to a request for further comment. Amory stressed the province's inability to make changes on its own, but did say it was continue to lobby its federal counterpart for additional scrutiny throughout the process. I appreciate your concern for the safety of your community, and I recognize that increased criminality can significantly impact businesses and citizens, be it financial losses or a lost sense of security, wrote Amory. To protect Albertans, the government of Alberta will continue putting pressure on the federal government to take actions to improve the law and make it more responsive, keeping high-risk repeat offenders out of our communities and behind bars.